And it's time again for Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. I hope some of you actually are going back to the movies as a result of this broadcast or for other reasons. Periodically, I see things where they talk about how now people seem to be happy to go back to like the movie house, even though they have, you know, 80-inch screens at home. They still want to go to a movie theater, and I applaud that initiative. And certainly, since I go virtually every week, I've become an expert on movie theaters. Anyway, so the movie that I saw is called The End of Oak Street. And you might think, oh, it's the end of the street, where you'll find something at the end of the street that you won't find at the head of the street. But in fact, it concerns the actual moving of the whole of Oak Street, which is a neighborhood set in the 80s in what appears to be California. And it concerns a perfectly normal neighborhood. It is set in the 80s, but it could frankly be set today as well. There, you know, way fewer electronic gizmos, which I found refreshing. But it was definitely, oh yeah, this is a kind of a somewhat, at least a little bit upscale neighborhood. And the people who live here are pretty normal. And they're, when the movie opens, they're out. Everybody seems to be out having a kind of a block party. But what happens ultimately after we're introduced to the four members of the family, played by Anne Hathaway, who is everywhere these days. You can't seem to turn on your TV or go to the movies without running across Anne Hathaway. And she's wonderful. She is just, she's kind of a delight to watch. She plays the mom, and she is someone who is, she's got two teenage kids, and one is a bit of a loner, and the little boy is someone who seems to get into trouble fairly routinely, but they're kind of normal kids. And the whole neighborhood sort of discovers more or less at the same time that something has gone really strange, and we no longer seem to be on Oak Street as we knew it. It's gone from being an ordinary upscale street to being in a hot climate, in a tropical climate, and most importantly, they're surrounded by dinosaurs. So the cars and houses, everything is sort of still there, but there's volcanoes in the background and big giant ferns and these very large, some very small, but mostly very large dinosaurs. And everybody loves dinosaurs. You know, we all like to look at dinosaurs. There have been many, many iterations of dinosaur movies. Some are wonderful, some are terrible, some are just amazing in their special effects. The special effects in this movie are pretty good. I don't think that they're necessarily outstanding, but they're pretty good. And there are tons of dinosaurs, not just a handful. There are a few amazing dinosaurs and a few tiny little, the dinosaurs that will simply chase you and eat you are the first ones to appear. Those are not tiny by any stretch, but they're not the gigantic ones. But eventually the gigantic ones show up as well. And meanwhile, the family, the mom, dad, and son and daughter are the focus. There's other people, but not many other people. A whole lot of the people seem to have just disappeared. But this family and one or two other folks are the only actual humans in this. And they are just distraught, needless to say, because as you're sitting there watching this, you think, oh my God, what would I do if suddenly I looked out the door looked out the window and saw, you know, a kind of a time from thousands of years ago with dinosaurs and hot geysers and just generally crazy. So it was interesting to try and think, okay, well, what do I do? Because it looks as if, frankly, there is no real way out. And the family, the four-person family, seems to be just about the only ones who are trying to get the heck out. Oh, I should mention, by the way, besides Anne Hathaway, who plays Mom, the Denise, there's also Craig, the dad, and that's Ewan McGregor. He's always wonderful in what he does. So that's the family. That's the family, and the boy and the daughter may or may not be actors you've heard of, but maybe Maisie Stella is somebody you know about. Anyway, so the audience is kind of us sitting there just watching the unfolding of the end of Oak Street. Oak Street is just no longer. It's become a swamp, and it's inhabited by very scary creatures. It is quite funny in some places. Not. I don't think it's meant to be a comedy by any stretch, but it's also meant to be kind of a family film, and you're not going to be blown away by special effects, although they're pretty good. But you're going to be blown away by the closeness of this family. Ultimately, situation resolves itself. No, maybe I won't. I won't tell you anything further about how it resolves itself. But it does. And things that looked dire, to say the least, kind of turned themselves around. It would be something for people to look at and think, oh, this is kind of like an actual movie from the 80s. It reminded me, actually, of the TV series that was on for more than one season, called Stranger Things, and it's set in what appears to be kind of initially a normal neighborhood, and it turns into a nightmare. And that's what's happened here. Oak Street, which was perfectly normal, perfectly American, and suddenly people are being eaten, unable to leave Oak Street, except to go like a couple of streets down, and then suddenly they're in a swamp. The question is, what did they do? And I won't answer that question because there is a kind of a twist to it. I won't spoil that. I should mention that there is one scene kind of early-ish in the movie, and in the theater where we were watching this, I was pretty comfortable. It's one of those theaters where the seat to recline, and it's like, oh, this is nice. And suddenly there was a huge noise to my left, and the sound system in this theater is impeccable. And I was just enjoying the movie, and suddenly I just jumped because it was as if something had actually driven into the theater, somehow gotten into the theater and was making this huge noise. And I said, oh my. And it took me took me a few seconds to realize, oh, that's the sound effect. But it was very, very impressive. So when and if you decide to go to the theater to watch this movie, and I think I would recommend it, frankly, just bear in mind there's going to be one sequence there where it sounds as if something is invading the theater where you're watching the movie. And it's very effective. Anyway, so I have not a whole lot more to say about this movie. It's getting quite good reviews. Anne Hathaway definitely is on a roll. It seems like she can do no wrong. And after this movie, she has yet another one coming out. And she's already involved in simultaneously, I think it's got to be four or five movies. So I hope she doesn't suffer from overexposure. But as I say, she is very good. And Ewan McGregor is good, and the kids are good. And there's a couple of supporting actors who are a neighbor, for example, who who ends up with a pile of dinosaur poop on his lawn. And this is early innings when they don't know that it's dinosaur poop, and they sure don't know that it came from an actual dinosaur. But it's fun to see his reaction to it. So, good, wholesome entertainment. And I would think that if you are, especially if you're a dinosaur movie buff, and there are so many dinosaur movies out there of varying quality, this is a pretty good one. This is not, it's not overwhelmingly scary, but it's not overwhelmingly silly either. So just sit back, wait for that loud noise to come from the left side of the theater where you're sitting, and enjoy the show. There are some other movies coming down the pike, which they present in coming attraction format, but they seem to mostly be quite a bit later in the fall. So I would say, yes, there are some movies that one will want to go and see. There was one movie called Bigger, which features Tom Cruise. Everybody knows Tom Cruise, but not as an action hero, which he typically plays, but as a kind of a weird old guy. So that one looked like one that I would want to go and check out. But again, there are some other movies, so I'm hoping that we're not going to end up where I have to scrounge to find a movie that I would really like to see. This movie, The End of Oak Street, was a movie that I really wanted to see. And it was a satisfying jaunt to the movies. I think that's about it for today.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and talk next week.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.